energy forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory continues until 9 p.m. Friday night. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 100. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 74. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 100. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 91.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has announced her partnership with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment to release near $5 million in investment to support Kansans across the state that are affected by diabetes. KWCH News reports that much of the funds will be coming from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, saying the risk of diabetes is one of the most significant risks affecting individuals across the nation. As Governor Kelly released a statement saying, quote, my administration continues to be laser focused on providing resources that are fundamental to the health of all Kansans, including those with diabetes. This funding is a step in the right direction as we work to expand quality, affordable health coverage to more Kansas families. According to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, after releasing their 2022 Kansas Diabetes Report, diabetes has cost Kansas families roughly $2.4 billion yearly in direct medical expenses and indirect costs, and say individuals are more likely to have diabetes than they are to have any other chronic diseases like heart disease, kidney disease, and nerve damage.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
The U.S. Geological Survey is asking individuals in six different states, including here in the state of Kansas, to mail dead butterflies, moths, and skippers to help aid in researching why the decline of insect populations are happening across the country and the globe. KAKE News reports that if you do find a dead butterfly or moth or skipper, you can send it in to the U.S. Geological Survey through a sealed envelope and send it to the USGS LRC at 1217 Biltmore Drive in Lawrence, Kansas, with zip code 66049. In a statement from the USGS, Julie Dietz said, quote, there are some questions that can't be effectively answered without the help of a lot of people. It's what makes citizen science so special and valuable. Collections like this are extremely important because they have the potential to provide scientists now and 20 years from now access to specimens. Without these specimens, it will be far more difficult to answer questions related to contaminants and environmental health. They say the donations will be accepted from now until November 1st. Kansas American Network News.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Highway Patrol has announced that highway deaths across the state have been on the decline over the past few years, and that trend is continuing for the first half of 2023. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that as of June 20th, there's been a total of 108 deaths in highway accidents for the year, compared to 132 at the same time last year and 119 from the year prior.
We're really happy to see that the fatalities have gone back down again, partly due to the increased traffic. People are more aware that there are other people on the road, so they're paying attention to their driving as well as other people. And we are certainly hoping that people are driving safer again.
That was Bill Kovarik, the Nebraska Highway Safety Administrator on KSNB at Local Channel 4. Others say that while it's good news that we're seeing the decrease in accidents, we want to see more.
Well, I mean, you always want the number to go lower, certainly not higher, recognizing that every fatality represents a human being and, you know, the loss of a family member, a friend.
But American Network News.
First Council Casino presents Cool in the Gang. Live. Gang. Saturday, August 5th at First Council Casino. Ride the rhythm of Cool in the Gang. Tickets on sale now at 7plans.com. Another breath of fresh air from InterVisions.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioner John Unger spoke with Marysville City Council Monday night, requesting consideration of an interlocal agreement that would allow the county to move forward with a possible sales tax to fund the balance of a new jail facility. A half cent additional would raise the sales tax to 9.1% locally, with the county taking 100% of the half cent proceeds. If cities were to agree, the question could be put on a fall ballot rather than approaching the state legislature, which could delay the process until next year. Council would need to make a decision at or before the August 14th council meeting. In response to why a sales tax is being pursued versus property tax, Unger responded that due to valuation increases, property taxes have and are expected to continue going up, and that concern combined with location were the top reasons heard from the public opposed to a previous effort to fund a new jail. The county has an option on the Nordis property east of the current jail and is revising designs. Councilmember Colleen Behrens questioned the sales tax level, which would be higher than many adjacent communities. Mayor Jason Barnes noted that adding this to a half cent currently funding Community Memorial Health Care could put that renewal upcoming in jeopardy, and would allow less room for the city to consider any future sales tax that may be deemed necessary for roads, recreation facilities, or the like. Merits of the request were a broader base of contributors, with outside dollars also coming in, and concern of local business owners particularly hit by high property taxes. Councilmember Jeff Keating asked if the county was cooperating to a full degree with cities on economic development and expansion. He specifically noted a need for street improvements. Unger expressed concern with remodeling the current jail, saying that could run some $9 to $10 million and still present future challenges. A consideration at the East Marysville site was allowing for future expansion. Councilmember Kevin Thrawn said that residents want to know specifically what county commissioners want to do and a final firm cost that doesn't result in an open checkbook. A motion to table the matter to the August 14th meeting was passed unanimously. Ethan and Andrew Crownover met with the council to discuss cleanup of a nuisance property in southwest Marysville. They requested clarification of a previous agreement with the council and updated progress. Discussion was the property would need a provisional use permit or rezoning. Concern from council was a used car back lot that could become an eyesore. Later in the meeting, on a related matter, Councilmember Parker Price presented a resolution draft that could allow temporary permitting for restoration of a disabled vehicle, which is sitting outside. Options and specifics were discussed further and will be considered by an ad hoc committee consisting of Parker Price, Todd Fry, and Jeff Keating. Mark Hoffman outlined requests for the 10th annual Pony Express Gravel Dash, which is expected to draw some 350 riders Saturday, September 9th. Along with a 5K half-marathon benefit for St. Gregory Catholic School. Registration for riders will be that Friday evening with a Saturday morning departure downtown, arrivals back that afternoon. Engineers with BG Consultants reviewed plans for updating and expanding the city's sewage lagoon west of Marysville, adding a wetland. A low bid of four submitted was from Superior Construction at a base bid cost of $1.74 million, with an optional alternate adding an additional $112,000, primarily for additional concrete. Engineers had estimated a total near $2 million. Bids ranged from over $4.7 million. Additionally, work including desludging and screening is estimated at another $1.15 million, which would bring the total project cost to over $3 million, with a loan forgiveness of $600,000 to $950,000 available through the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. An option to add a building lagoon site could add another $200,000 to $250,000. A motion was passed unanimously to proceed with application for state approval, contingent acceptance on the low bid on the base option, proceeding with construction accordingly. The other options will be considered further. Follow-up on nuisance violations were presented for properties at 303 North, 410 Carolina, and 504 Spring, with hearings for resolutions on properties at 1301 Calhoun, 500 and 502 Jenkins, and 300 Calhoun Streets. A lease request from Verizon for locating a 185-foot cellular tower in the South Industrial Park immediately south of the water plant building was presented. Council discussed alternate locations and noted that it was not in a residential neighborhood and should improve cell service in the community. No action was taken. The matter will be brought to the next meeting. Three bids were received for a waterline project at 8th and Elm with a low bid of $421,000 from Jadwin Construction. That was 40% over estimates. The low bid was approved unanimously with work to be completed this year, funded through water revenue and sales tax proceeds. City Administrator presented information regarding placement of a junkyard and related zoning requirements as requested previously by council. The Girl Scout troop no longer wishes to use the cabin on city property on North 9th Street. The adjacent Boy Scout cabin was also discussed. The property was purchased by the city on foreclosure in 1940. The Boy Scout cabin dates to the 1930s and the Girl Scout cabin to the 1940s and were formerly railroad cars and a railroad building. Consensus was to consider application of any individual or organization wishing to renovate and reuse the building. They should contact City Hall. The appointment of Ty Warren to replace Wayne Cruzy, who has resigned from the Convention and Tourism Committee, was approved. And the city attorney presented an option for securing and removing abandoned vehicles. Recent cleanup efforts have been slowed as residents are unwilling or unable to move disabled vehicles, and a policy was suggested as to a simple process for a bid process whereby the city could sell such vehicles after appropriate notice. The annual Gage County Fair kicked off Tuesday evening with the annual Ag Appreciation Barbecue and a classic car show hosted by Jay Husker Auto. Judging of open class exhibits is planned Wednesday, along with several stock shows. Livestock weigh-ins will continue, and the entries will continue to be accepted. Gage County Fair continues through this weekend. Nemahal County Free Fair in Seneca kicks off this week and continues through the weekend.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. A heat advisory continues through Friday evening. We'll continue to see lots of sunshine as we head through the next several days, with high pressure being a dominant weather feature, along with the thermal ridge keeping temperatures unseasonably warm.
High near 100 this afternoon. Lots of sunshine, breezy, southwest wind. Tonight, mainly clear. Low near 73. High of 102 on Thursday. Lots of sunshine. Thursday night, clear to partly cloudy. Low 77. Sunny on Friday. High of 102. Gusty south winds. Slight chance of showers and storms developing Friday night as we cool to a low near 73. Slightly cooler on Saturday. Lots of sun. High of 93. Saturday night, mainly clear. Low near 70. High of 98 on Sunday. Mainly sunny. High of 101 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Average high temperature late July 91. Record high on this date 108. The average low 70 and the record low 48. Sunset this evening 8:45. Sunrise in the morning at 6:22.
The moon, the clouds, and the song of katydids. They were all part of summertime weather lore. We will share those proverbs today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 26th. It is the 207th day of the year, and Olympic gold medal figure skater Dorothy Hamill celebrates a birthday. In the Roman Catholic tradition, today is the feast day of St. Anne, an event also noted for an often repeated piece of weather lore. It says rain on this day will continue for a week and a month. And while you're putting that one to the test, here are some more summertime weather wisdom. If the sky beyond the clouds is blue, be glad there is a picnic for you. Have you heard katydids yet? Some swear by the adage that the first frost will be 90 days after they begin singing. You can learn more online about the outdoors and seasons at almanac.com.
Cook & Company honors all the men and women who served during the Korean War. From everyone at Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors, is celebrating 30 years in business with expanded employee benefits, including Blue Cross Blue Shield Health, Delta Dental, and Disability. The Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel takes our hats off to the military men and women who served during the Korean War. They endured harsh conditions and an unfamiliar culture while far from home and family. Thank you for all your sacrifices. From Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn, prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays.
Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It may be early going into college football season, but the Big 12 Conference has officially released the opening season games for the 2023 and 24 men's basketball season. As according to the conference, it also includes four newest members into the conference as well. As Cake News reports that Kansas University is going in as the Big 12 defenders for the season champions and are set to host nine different conference games at the Allen Fieldhouse at KU. The conference also included four new teams, including BYU, UCF, Cincinnati and Houston into the conference, and with the additions means some changes to the regular season, as normally Big 12 teams would challenge each conference team twice throughout the season, but with the additions, each team will now play five of Big 12 opponents twice, then play the other eight conference opponents once for a total of 18 conference games throughout the season. The teams that the Jayhawks are set to square off against twice throughout the season include Kansas State, Baylor, Houston, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
The key.
Kia summer sales event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In July, see why the rugged good looks of the all-new 2023 Kia Sorento will make your neighbors envious. Ready to upgrade your Toyota Highlander, Honda Pilot, Ford Explorer, or Chevy Traverse? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new Sorento and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old SUV and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia Sorento today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain warranty valid until July 31st.
With the building of a new stadium for the Kansas City Royals, the decision now comes to the Kansas City Chiefs to decide whether they're going to be renovating their Arrowhead Stadium or to be building a new one as well. As Cake News reports that according to the Chiefs, they say that Arrowhead Stadium right now is structurally sound and would prefer to renovate their current facility in the coming years as opposed to building a brand new stadium. Both teams have been playing at the Truman Sports Complex with the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium and Kauffman Stadium being right across the street since the 1970s, with both stadiums going under massive renovations over the past few years, with a new lease having with Jackson County that expires in January of 2031. Yet the Royals have said that they intend to build their new stadium either in the downtown area for Kansas City or their neighboring Clay County, along with a vote in the spring for the local community to renew a sales tax that would help fund the construction. The Chiefs say with the moving of Kansas City Royals leaves the option open to continue to renovate Arrowhead Stadium or look for a new location for a new stadium as well. Good America Network Sports.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agriculture and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 785-353-2313 today. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Interesting texture and easy care nature make the Emerald Ripple Peperomia a great choice for home and office indoor gardens. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The wrinkled, heart-shaped leaves are dark green, appearing almost purple, and contrast nicely with the pink leaf stems. It grows only 6 to 8 inches tall, making it perfect to display on a tabletop or windowsill. This Brazilian rainforest native prefers bright and directly lit locations from a north or east window and will thrive under artificial lights. Insufficient light will slow, even stop plant growth, while excessive light can fade or burn the leaves. Grow Ripple Peperomia in well-drained soil and water thoroughly whenever the top inch of soil begins to dry. Pour off any excess water that collects in the saucer and avoid overwatering to prevent root rot. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's the largest and fastest blackbird you'll ever see, but it's just one of the many intriguing items associated with America's strategic command of the air. We'll go there for a look ourselves on today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with its share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you.
But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide. They have farm-certified agents. That's right, agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
Why do you listen?
I typically listen here at work from my desk on my way to work in the morning. When we wake up, it goes on the radio.
I can hear a song and be instantly transported back to a time in my life that I enjoy remembering.
I think that's what I like listening to radio for, is just to stay informed on whether it's news, sports, new music, anything.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
It's called the Strategic Air and Space Museum, and as Scott Terry shares, the breadth of its collection is quite impressive.
We've got everything from propeller-driven tail dragger aircraft up through supersonic aircraft.
Perhaps most impressive is the aircraft that greets you inside the front door. It's a Blackbird that could do over Mach 3.
Within that atrium is an SR-71, and I like to think that it is positioned more impressively than any of the other SR-71s you might find at Museum of Flight in Seattle or the Udvar-Hazy Center, the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum out in Washington.
Two hangars flank the atrium with equally impressive craft.
We have a B-36, one of four B-36s still in existence. It's an enormous aircraft parked alongside a B-52, so it gives you the sense of the space that we provide for those aircraft.
Some of the most interesting craft, though, may be the ones that were never actually used.
The X-38, which is a crew recovery vehicle, which is actually a spacecraft, is a prototype as well. And it wasn't in space, but it was using glide testing. The idea with that was that it is basically a lifeboat for astronauts, that you would get in this and sort of Buck Rogers your way home.
It's truly an impressive display. Right in the middle of America.
We have a collection that I would place among the top military aircraft collections in the country, if not the world.
Plus, Scott says there are always great learning experiences and camps taking place here as well. Traveling the countryside in Ashland, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.
Chickens. Feathers are great insulation from the cold, but no help in the hot summer. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Provide heat relief so your flock doesn't suffer as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Raising chickens, we made sure they had a lot of water to drink and plenty of shade to help prevent heat stress. Sheila Purdom is a poultry specialist at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. She says chickens don't sweat, so they have to pant to keep themselves cool. When you see a bird with its beak wide open and breathing hard, it's begging for relief.
One really good option is cool water. The birds will like to play in the water, drink cool water, and that alone will help cool down their body considerably. So access to fresh, cool water helps a great deal. Fans and ventilation, just moving air over them, also helps.
Purdom says there's an electrolyte solution you can use that helps to balance a chicken's body fluids as it gets warm. If you can't find a product specifically for chickens, a livestock electrolyte solution will work. Chickens also lift up their wings to cool off, so be sure they have plenty of space to move around. The coop should be in the shade, and if there's an open side, direct it away from the sun. Inside the chicken house, make sure the litter stays dry.
You get built up moisture in your litter during the summer and the heat. You're going to have a lot of heat in your litter material, and that can cause an irritation to their breast as they lay down or roost on the litter. So again, keep that very dry, but don't hesitate to have a sprinkler out that you can actually let the birds get into water if you've got an outdoor space.
Plan feeding time during the cooler hours of the evening. Chickens won't eat when their body temperatures are elevated because digestion adds to the metabolic heat they're already producing. Find more tips for keeping chickens cool at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought by day or by night.
Heaven, my Sports teams never cease to amaze me with their seamless coordination and their ability to adapt on the fly. They anticipate each other's moves and then they adjust to unexpected challenges. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Building a great team takes time, but surrounding yourself with the right people can help you meet your stewardship goals more faithfully in the long run. If you're married, your spouse is your most important partner in navigating finances together. A parent or a grandparent can also provide lessons learned from lived experience, and a financial professional can help guide you through developing a financial strategy so you can protect against the unexpected, build on your resources, and save and budget, ultimately aligning your strategy to your faith and your values. And a pastor or mentor can offer insight into how your faith can inform your money decisions. By surrounding yourself with a team of people who want to help you succeed, you can develop a personalized strategy that addresses your unique needs.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum knows it's been great weather out, and that means it's time for fairs. You don't want to sit at home missing out on the excitement when you could be enjoying a county fair. Be safe and have fun. From Sapp Brothers Petroleum, refined fuel and propane service by good neighbors for good neighbors. Helena Agra Enterprises invites everyone out to all of the area county fairs. Take a moment to look at and support all the exhibits and displays that the area 4-H'ers have up for viewing and judging. From Helena Agra Enterprises in Centralia, people, products, knowledge greatly values their patron support. Thank you.
Sometimes you have to get a little creative to involve the next generation in the family farm. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Yesterday's story about the recent Purdue University Farm Management Tour had a novel way of bringing the next generation into a farming business. The tour also visited Roland Farms in neighboring Washington County, Indiana. Greg and Jenny Roland are row crop farmers. Son Jacob wanted to return to the farm, but the economics just weren't there. Until they hit on the idea of putting up a cage-free chicken barn.
Cage-free laying seemed like it would be a good fit. We penciled out the numbers and it looked like it would work and it would provide a steady income other than the grain. And we could also use the litter. So that was just a bonus. That's the direction we decided to go.
100,000 laying hens, 95,000 eggs daily. Jacob and his crew work with the eggs in the morning so he can work with the crops afterward.
This enterprise definitely provides me a stable income where I wouldn't have to rely solely on grain farming to make it work. Plus, it doesn't take up a lot of crop acres. Also, the incorporation of the manure is a key thing. It really cut our costs on the grain farm.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Althea wants to thank the men and women who served during the Korean War. These courageous individuals entered a foreign country to protect the citizens from a hostile communist takeover and preserve their right to a democratic government. From Althea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing. Belleville Health Care and Rehab Center salutes the Korean War veterans for fighting to protect the Republic of Korea from communist takeover. These men and women deserve our gratitude. Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness. Cook Welding and Repair knows being away from family in a war zone is far from the ideal situation and wants to thank the men and women who served during the Korean War. They were far from home and loved ones and deserve our thanks for their dedicated service to America. From Cook Welding and Repair in Baileyville.
Here's a look at your ag news on this Wednesday, July the 26th. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Representative Dan Newhouse and members of the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party have introduced legislation to address foreign adversaries who exploit their ability to purchase U.S. farmland. The Republican from Washington State says working with this committee has been a real education.
And I'm happy to be a part of it. Happy to be a part of this committee, actually, learning a tremendous amount about the threats China poses to the United States and some of the ways that we need to think about so we can be prepared to be successful competitors against them. And then there's been some instances of Chinese wanting to purchase land near sensitive infrastructure in this country, such as military bases. And so, like I said, a growing interest in recognizing this as a problem and trying to figure out ways to address it.
The bill, Newhouse says, is the first step.
I think that the legislation that we've come up with takes some pretty good steps towards the solution. I would, I guess, characterize as being proactive and trying to prevent something getting out of hand.
Newhouse says what it comes down to is food security.
If, for instance, the CCP could stop a major food from being produced or sourced for the American public, that would put us in a very compromised position. You know, we would be held to the whims of an adversarial agent if we had our food supply chains compromised or they had any control over any part of the food supply chain. And so just like any other aspect of our national defense, food security is a huge part of that.
If not now, Newhouse believes the U.S. will regret it.
But certainly we want to have our eyes wide open.
And that's a good your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new extended showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Come celebrate with us in July at Seven Clams First Council Resort Casino, your home of life-changing jackpots. While supplies last, earn 20 points on your Seven Clams Rewards card. Receive a free American flag t-shirt. July needs more random rewards. $2,500 in random rewards will be given away every Wednesday. $6,000 in random rewards on Saturday, beginning July 8th. And a brand new 2023 Ram 1500 will be given away on July 29th. It's all here at your home for life-changing jackpots. Seven Clams First Council Resort Casino, Highway 77.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
Is subjected to many stresses over a growing season. Poor kernel set on the cob is one of the consequences. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation?
Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Kernels on an ear of corn is important for total grain yield per acre. An ear that's totally filled out with perfect rows has benefited from good growing conditions and successful pollination. But sometimes you end up with more cob than kernels. Bob Nielsen is an agronomy professor at Purdue University. He says there are several reasons why this happens, but severe drought is probably the most common culprit. Each silk represents a kernel of corn and requires a lot of moisture to grow up and out of the husk for pollination.
So under severe drought stress, that elongation of the silks can sometimes be delayed or occasionally even stopped altogether to the point where they may be delayed in their elongation so long that by the time they do finally come out, all of the pollen's already been shed from the tassel, and so there's no pollen left to be captured by the silks, and then you don't get any kernels developing.
On the other side of the spectrum, an extended period of cloudy, rainy weather can result in a less than full ear of corn because it messes with photosynthesis.
It can affect those newly fertilized ovules because if the plant becomes terribly short on the sugars and the carbohydrate that are formed by photosynthesis, basically that can cause almost immediate abortion of newly developing kernels. And so sometimes, you know, we'll see some poor kernel set if there's been upwards of a week of cloudy weather during pollination.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about issues with kernel set at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop Insurance Protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that Crop Insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at right now with the markets. September corn down 16 and a half at 541 and a quarter. December corn at 549 and a half. That's down 16 currently. Kansas City wheat for September, 868 and three quarters. That's down 44. Kansas City wheat for December, 878 and a half. And that's down 42 and a quarter. Oats for September, 428 three quarters. That's down 10 and a quarter. December oats at 415 three quarters. And that's down 10 and a quarter as well. Soybeans for August, 1540 and a half. That's up 25. September soybeans, 1466 and a half. That's up 16 currently. Cotton for October, 89.43. That's up 88 cents. December cotton, 87.96. That's up 89 cents. Looking at live cattle for August, 178.80, that's up 50 cents. October live cattle, 180.20, that's up 60 cents right now. Crude oil for September, 79.02 right now, that's down 60 cents. October crude at 78.63, that's down 57 cents. Gold for August, 1969.80, up $6.10. October gold, 1989.20, that's up $6 and a dime. Silver for July, $24.60. That's down 7.5 cents. Silver for September, $24.98, and that's up 15 cents. Taking a look at the markets right now, you've got the Dow down 22. You got S&P down 13. NASDAQ is down 65. And what's happening on Wall Street is that stocks have fallen as traders are waiting on the Fed decision. Also, they're trying to figure out what's happening with big tech earnings. That's what's happening right now. All right, let's look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Wednesday.
Wheat farmers looking for high yield potential and consistency across varied conditions are choosing AgriPro brand wheat variety AP Big Foot. Now in its second year, AP Big Foot has demonstrated industry-leading yield potential along with acid soil tolerance and very good leaf and stripe rust tolerance. AP Big Foot is also one of the top varieties in the AgriPro lineup for wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Call your local AgriPro associate and ask about AP Big Foot. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive.
It's Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. Certain wildlife species have started to make urban locations their home. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts discusses why coyotes and red foxes have been moving from rural to urban areas in Kansas. He shares red foxes have been moving for the last 20 years because of interguild predation.
So in the last probably 20 years or maybe even going back farther than that, we've seen red fox populations really moving out of rural parts of Kansas, and they now mainly exist in urban areas. And that's because of an interaction that biologists would call intraguild predation. And that's where similar predators tend to prey on smaller predators that are similar to them, I guess. So if we have wolves, coyotes, and foxes, they're all members of the dog family. The largest predator in that group is, of course, wolves. And they end up killing coyotes because they see coyotes as a competitor. And coyotes kill foxes because they see foxes as competitors.
Ricketts discusses a study from Chicago showing the movement variation of red foxes versus coyotes.
One of the lines of evidence that we have to draw on for what's going on with those critters right now is a recent study that's come out of Chicago where basically they have cameras and along lines or sampling lines that we call transects. They've got cameras going from the most urban part of a city all the way out to the suburbs and even rural areas. Manhattan and Junction City were both a part of this research network that produced this study, but the results that we're looking at right now came specifically from Chicago. And what we see is that in the most urban areas, like the super developed downtown part of a big city, we see the fewest of both coyotes and foxes. And as we move towards the rural area, both coyotes and foxes become more abundant. And then when we get to the most rural areas, we see that decline in foxes again. So that gives us an opportunity to try and understand what's going on with these two species in those areas.
People's preconceived notions about foxes and coyotes impact how they interact with one another.
Foxes are probably a little bit less afraid of humans than coyotes are because people are more likely to see coyotes as a threat. Another thing that we saw was that in the parts of town where coyotes were most abundant, then foxes tended to be active at the same time as people more often than they were in areas where coyotes were not very abundant.
That was Kansas State University's wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts discussing the change in behavior and location of red foxes in Kansas in the past 20 years. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Blue Valley Door Company invites listeners to the Gage County Fair starting July 26th through the 30th. Come enjoy the Midway rides, great food, and 4-H exhibits. From Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice, service and installation of farm, industrial, and residential doors and openers. Ask about our seamless guttering.
I stepped down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry, and there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at four gray walls that surround me, and I realize, yes, I was only dreaming. For there's a God, there's a sad old padre. On and on we'll walk at daybreak. Again I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree as they lay me green, green grass of home.
Country music, just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.